Patricia, I am so very sorry. Have you been waiting long?
Well, let's see. We were supposed to meet at noon, and it's now 12:45.
Well, I do apologize. It's just that the most extraordinary thing happened.
Well, at least I'll get a colorful anecdote out of this. What was it?
My watch stopped.
I gotta go.
Just, no. That really is extraordinary. You see, it's a very fine Swiss timepiece. It only loses a minute per decade.
And you've had it for what, 450 years?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Fraser. I have an appointment at 1.
No, please. Let me have another chance. I so enjoyed meeting you last night. I'd love to get to know you better.
Well, I suppose even Swiss watches sometimes stop.
You'll be amazed how much fondue gets overcooked that way. Listen, well, how about lunch tomorrow? I know the maitre d' at Le Petit Bistro. He'll give us the best table in the house. Please?
Well, okay. I'll meet you there at 1. That's when the little hand is on
the
line.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
See you then.
Fraser.
Oh, yes.
Thank God you have room. I just spent 10 stupefying minutes sharing a table with a taxidermist. I swear he doesn't have to stuff his trophies. He can just bore them stiff. Who was that woman?
Oh, actually, a young lady I met during intermission at the opera last night. I swear, Niles, it was remarkable. Our hands touched. There was a spark. After 10 minutes of conversation, I knew I had to know this young woman better. Ever experienced that sort of thing?
Actually, yes, I do know a thing or two about the spark of attraction.
Yes? Excuse me. I have a non-fat cappuccino, please. Well, what am I to deduce? That you've recently gotten lucky?
Yes, and here's the kicker. She lives in your building, 5 floors down, Alison Landis.
Oh, you little sneak. I don't even know the woman. How did you two meet?
Well, we were just chatting on the elevator. I walked her to her car, where it turned out she'd locked her keys inside. My resourcefulness saved the day.
What did you do? Fish them out with a coat hanger?
If I called the auto club, where would I find a coat hanger? Anyway, she invited me to join her for lunch. We hit it off. The next night, I took her to dinner. One thing led to another, and soon there was no further need for words.
Except for your frantically babbled thank yous.
Oh, well. I'm seeing her again tonight, so you'll understand if I'm a little bit drained tomorrow during our squash game. My lovemaking can get slightly athletic.
There's more than we said for your squash game.
Thank you. It's funny. I've been away from the seduction scene so long, I was worried I'd lost my technique.
Yes, now.
Were those fears ever groundless?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like French. You can go without speaking it for years, and then just a few hours on the old Boulevard d'Amour, then you, where are you going?
To sit with the taxidermist.
I can't believe this has happened to me 2 days in a row.
Fraser, you had car trouble. It can happen to anyone.
Well, maybe she's still sitting at Le Petit Bistro.
Oh, she isn't.
What?
If you're talking about someone named Tricia, she called to say she was leaving the restaurant. She also said you were right about the table, that it was a beautiful table in a prime location, and that she wished you were laid out dead on top of it.
Oh, God.
It's her machine. Hello, Tricia. It's Fraser. Look, I'm terribly sorry, but it's just that my car battery went dead at a light, and I didn't have my cell phone with me. By the time I got a jump, I realized that I couldn't go directly to the restaurant because I was wearing these ridiculous shorts, and I know how this sounds, but it's the truth. Here, just ask my brother.
They're ridiculous shorts.
Oh. Well, anyway, please give me one more chance. I'll go anywhere, anytime. Just give me a call, please.
I have the phone.
Yes, of course. God, I had such high hopes for this young woman. Now I've gone and blown it twice. Whom are you calling?
Allison. It's been hours since we spoke. Hello there. How are you feeling?
Uh-huh. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, for God's sake, take it in my bedroom. Making the dog twitch.
Crazy, you're gonna be so excited when you hear what I got planned for your birthday.
Oh, Dad, please, I thought I said I didn't want any fuss this year.
Well, get ready to change your mind, because I scored tickets Friday night to the best show in town.
Chimps on Ice. Oh, my.
Yeah. Now, I know this doesn't sound like your cup of tea, but trust me on this. Duke saw it last week, and he busted a gut.
Well, Dad, I'm sure...
And mind you, he even saw it with the understudy.
Dad, look, you know, I really don't feel like going out on my birthday this year.
Are you sure?
Yes, actually, I'd made plans already. I was going to stay home and watch television. The opera's mounting a new production of Così fan tutti.
Oh, well, no wonder then. Well, okay, but you're missing a treat. Duke said at the finale, the whole cast skates to the top of this ramp and then splat right into a tank of whipped cream. Bet they don't do that at your opera.
No, and Mozart's still kicking himself.
Sit down, boy.
Frasier? Are you familiar with the Safari Club?
Of course I'm familiar with them. The expeditions are remarkable.
But they're more than remarkable. They're the stuff of legend. Last year, they made camp at the base of Mount Everest, then had their servants climb it while they held a wine tasting.
So why are you telling me this?
Because Allison is a member. This Friday night, they're having a black tie reception at her place downstairs, and we're invited.
That's incredible! Oh, my goodness!
Consider it your birthday
oh,
present.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank no, you so right. much. Oh, but wait, geez, I told Dad I was going to stay home that night. You mustn't tell him about this.
Oh, don't worry, he'll never suspect. I told him yesterday I was going to be away for the weekend.
Great, perfect. But wait a minute, you knew about this yesterday?
No, but I knew about Chimps on Ice. So looking forward to this. I understand one of the members is going to show an old film he made of the rare and endangered species found only in the rainforest. Mm. Maris would have loved it.
Oh, why so?
She had shoes made from almost all of them.
Allison.
Niles. And this must be Frasier.
Hello.
Come in, both of you. There are lots of people I'd like you to meet. Oh. The bar is over there, and the hors d'oeuvres are here. We have some fascinating delicacies actually bagged by our own members. This is ostrich, that's wildebeest, and that's springbok.
You know, I can never remember which. Is it fall ahead, springbok, or vice versa? Oh, good heavens. Forgot I had this on me.
Don't apologize. I do it myself. Even in the veldt, one must keep in touch with one's broker. Yes. Here, you can have privacy in the study.
Thank you. Hello.
You look ravishing.
Thank you. But listen, I think you and I should be very discreet tonight.
Oh. I'm a psychiatrist. If I can't be discreet, then it don't rain in Tanganyika.
Good. After all, if in the near future you should happen to be up for membership in our little club, I want to appear completely objective when I sing your praises.
My ears are already burning. Frasier, we're being considered for membership. Allison as much as said it. We must do everything in our power to show them how enthusiastic we are.
I have to leave.
What?
Niles? That was Trisha on the phone. She's going out of town tonight for a month. But if I swing by and pick her up at her place, we can at least join each other for a drink.
But, are you insane? This is the Safari Club. These are the people who introduced badminton to Devil's Island. Rumor has it they challenged the lepers of Molokai to a three-legged race.
I don't care. It was kismet when I met this young woman. I am not giving up an opportunity to see her.
But to leave 2 minutes after you've arrived, you're going to ruin both our chances.
All right, fine. I'll make a proper excuse. Excuse me, Allison. Yes, I'm terribly sorry. It seems I'm coming down with a touch of something. I'm going to have to leave.
You poor man. If you feel better, please do come back down. We'll be here all evening.
Thank you, but I don't really see that there's much hope. Yes, I'm just stopping by my place to pick up my keys. I will see you in 10 minutes. And Trisha, I can't wait. All right, bye.
Stay home alone on your birthday, did you? Look at his face, he can't believe it.
Oh, I certainly can't.
But why are you dressed like that?
Well, I dress like this sometimes when I watch the opera on television.
Well, that's up there on the dork meter.
You know, since I'm not going to be watching the opera, perhaps I could run out and buy a brand new videotape so I can record it.
Well, we're ahead of you, Dr. Crane. Your father has the VCR all set up.
Let's get things started. Here you go, Doc. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Bulldog. Thank you all. David Copperfield. Dickens' classic tale of a young man making his way in the world.
I think we're talking about different movies here, Doc.
David Copperfield. Well.
But you were right about the classic tailpart. Hey, you need a brew? I'm headed that way.
No, no thanks.
I'd love a cup of hot tea with lemon.
Hey, I'm fetching, not cooking.
It's okay, Roz. There's a kettle of boiling water on the stove.
Yes, well, thank you,
Daphne. Don't be mad at your father. He just wanted to do something nice for your birthday after you turned thumbs down on the skating monkeys.
Hey, great party, huh?
Yes, thanks.
Just as long as we got enough ice. We got 4 bags, right?
No, I got 2.
2? I told you to get 4 bags.
Oh, God, here we go.
Well, you're never under budget on the ice. You never know. You might get a lot more rocks drinkers than you expected or ice chewers.
Dad, I can go get some more ice.
Yeah, we don't need any more ice. We've got plenty. There's a whole tub of it.
Yes, well, then... Excuse me, I need to make a call.
Well, I just don't see you.
Trisha, Frazier, look, I've been detained. Yes, I know that you really don't want to hear why, but... Say, you know what? I think I can find a way to get out of here. Yes, I'll see you in a few minutes. Dad! Bad news! Seems your ice is melting awfully fast.
What?
Don't worry. I'll go get some more.
No, Frazier, it's your party. I'll go.
Oh, but, Roz, I want to go.
Oh, you just got here.
But, Roz, it's my birthday. I can do whatever I want to on my birthday. I want to go get some ice.
I knew it. I wonder. It's practically gone.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm on it.
Listen, I'll be glad to go.
Roz, I want to go. I know what kind Dad likes.
No, no, no. Don't stop on 14. Just don't stop on 14. No.
Frazier, I'm delighted you're feeling better.
Well,
you're just in time. We're about to start the film. Wait till you see it. Just grab a chair before all the good seats are gone.
What are you doing here?
Wishing I had taken the stairs.
Watch it!
If I wanted this martini shaken, I'd have asked the bartender to do it.
Mustn't mind old Rhino, always in a vile mood.
Rhino?
Carl Landis, Alice's husband. They call him Rhino because of his mean temper.
Husband? Alison's married?
Not surprised people don't know. Man's always on safari. Loves guns. Guns and women, no secret, notorious for it. Cheats on her constantly. Mark my words, one of these days she'll pay him back and then rub his bloodthirsty nose in it.
Here's something interesting. I think I just swallowed my tongue.
Niles, just be calm. Be calm. What's done is done. You didn't know. Now it's over. As long as you've both been discreet, there's no reason it should ever get back to Rhino.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
Oh, don't lie. Everyone knows what goes on in that pup tent. Well, I can play at that game, too. In fact, I already have. And with somebody right here tonight. How do you like that?
Frazier, I have to ask a small favor. I need you to create a distraction while I have a sex change and move to Europe.
Look, I'm sorry, Niles. I would love to stay and help, but I've got to get out of here myself.
Well, we're ready for the movie. Mind helping me turn out the lights?
Splendid idea. You're going to want it nice and dark in here, aren't you?
You should have told me you were married. I have to leave.
Don't be a fool. If you see someone sneaking out of here, that's the first person he'll suspect.
All set? And it's showtime.
Here, under the leafy canopy of the rainforest, the sun never penetrates the gloom of the interior. And almost so true.
What happened?
Did someone pull the plug out?
Yep. Here it is. All right. Lights out.
Quality
there you go.
This hidden kingdom deep in the underbrush and all manner of creatures.
What was that?
Well, someone certainly snuck out of here in a hurry.
I know what you're all thinking. Now that Allison has seen fit to air our dirty laundry in public, you assume that was her lover. But I know it wasn't.
How?
Because I can sense that he's still here. In the jungle, I learned to smell fear, and I smell it now. So... let's see whether the swine has guts to stand up and admit it before I expose him. What about it, coward? Going to stand up? That many?
My God, woman, you're as bad as I am. Come on, you bastards, join me in a drink.
Hi, Dr. Crane. We're all just on our way up to your place.
Noel. So you are. Hi, Tom. Yeah. Janet, Bill.
You know what? I was just heading down. We're out of ice.
Oh, hold on. Not anymore. I brought a 20-pound bag. Just call me Noel Shemsky. Party saver.
Here's the ice. Here, Noel, put that in the kitchen, will you?
Sure. You know, Dad, I've done the silliest thing. I went out without my wallet. They gave me the ice, but I have to go back and pay them.
No, well, at least stay and play the last round of charades.
Actually,
with
yeah, you should be getting back there.
You love charades.
Charades.
Shut up. Anyway, it's not going to kill them to wait 10 minutes for their money. Come on.
Be on our team. We really suck at this game.
No, you're on our team. Category is famous play titles.
All right. I'm a bear at charades.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Okay.
Three words. First word.
Morning.
Morning becomes Electra.
Yeah.
Well, done, Roz. Nice playing with you. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Hey, wait a second. You have to take a turn.
Well, really.
You have 30 seconds to prepare.
Well, all right. Maybe I'll just prepare in the kitchen. Trisha, you know, you're going to laugh when you hear this. Hello, Trisha. Oh, fine. The Iceman cometh. Okay. All right.
Ready? All right.
Come on.
Okay, go.
All right. Three words.
First word.
A small word. Okay. On, in, of, to,
be, is, it, I, you,
me, they, them, us, we, he, she.
Forget about it. All right. Okay, second word. Two syllables. First syllables. Cold, chilly, freezing, winter,
snow, sleet, hail, frost, frostbite, gangrene!
No talking allowed.
Second syllable. Shrink, doctor, dork.
Person, guy, male, man.
Let's see, icy cold man, ice man. Got it!
Thank you!
Frosty the Snowman!
Yes! Oh, you jackass! The Iceman cometh!
Disqualified!
You two are the worst charades players I've ever seen in my entire life! My God, those skating chimps got... Well, you did your best. We'll get him next time. Off I go.
Oh, no, wait, Fraser. We still have one little consolation prize for you.
Happy birthday to you!
Please.
Save it, Fraser. I have a plane leaving for Spokane in an hour. My cab is on the way, so why don't you just be on your way to it?
Would it make any difference if I told you that I had to sneak out of a birthday party being given for me by my own father just to come here?
Yeah, right. It's your birthday.
Look, if you don't believe me, here, just see for yourself. In fact, it's turning out to be the worst birthday party I've had since I was 8, when I pinned the tail on Sally Annunciato. She shoved a cupcake down my shorts.
You really blew off your own birthday party just to come meet me.
I would have done almost anything to get to know you better.
Well, that's very sweet, Fraser, and I wish I had more time, but I have an 8 a.m. appointment in Spokane, and I can't miss my plane.
Well, I could drive you.
But it's only 20 minutes to the airport. It's hardly worth it.
I wasn't talking about the airport.
What?
I can have you in Spokane in 6 hours. That'll certainly give us enough time to get acquainted.
Oh, no, I can't ask you to do that.
But you didn't ask. I offered. Look, I want to do it. Here.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Well, the way I see it, one of two things can happen. Either we'll discover that we foolishly built each other up in our own imaginations because we had such trouble getting together, or...
This could end up being a story we tell our grandchildren. Personally, I can't wait to find out which.
Me either.
Oh, boy.
No. Off we go.
I thought I'd find us a little background music.
Good idea. Looking for some more opera?
Heck no. The one the other night was my first and last. I was dragged to it by one of my converts. Ooh, there we go.
Converts, you say?
Mm-hmm. I'm one of the truth bringers. I was ordained by Brother Carmichael himself, the evangelist. I go door to door, spreading his word. Listen, do you mind my asking something? Have you heard the truth?
Something tells me I'm about to.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?